USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This November, we're going to take back the House. We're going to hold the Senate.
President Trump holds a rally in Colorado Springs last evening, where he again slams what he calls hoaxes and witch hunts that were designed by Democrats to try to overturn the 2016 election.
The radical left's attempt to poison our democracy have totally failed. They have been a complete flop.
Earlier, President Trump told reporters he believes his ally Roger Stone has a good chance of being exonerated. After Stone was sentenced yesterday to over 3 years in prison, he'd been found guilty of obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering as part of the Russia probe. The president suggesting that the jury was biased in its treatment of Stone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slamming the president's decision to appoint Richard Grenell to be the next acting director of national intelligence. Pelosi says the move shows that the president has again, quote, put his political interests ahead of America's national security interests, and she argues Grenell's only qualification is his absolute loyalty to the president. When it comes to Wednesday night's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas, by several measures, like the time each candidate spent speaking, the numbers of tweets about each hopeful during the event, and some surveys of those who watched it, it seems Elizabeth Warren was seen as the winner. Michael Bloomberg, who was on the debate stage for the first time in this race, says, in fact, President Trump was the winner.
Because I worry that we may very well be on the way to nominating somebody who cannot win in November. And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
In New York City, the jury in the trial of disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein wants a readback of testimony from one of his accusers, the actress accusing him of raping her in the 1990s. The jury's been very active since getting the case, requesting a blueprint on Weinstein's Lower Manhattan apartment, a clarification to the 5 sex crime charges he faces, and readbacks from other witness testimony as well. The controversy continues over whether to remove the bust of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest from the Tennessee State Capitol. Lawmakers and others debated the issue before the Tennessee Capitol Commission yesterday. Democratic State Representative Harold Love Jr. said that the bust of the former slave trader belongs in a state museum, so it can be appreciated as history. Others called the bust of the suspected early leader of the KKK a symbol of hate and division. Cy Sperling, the founder of Hair Club for Men, has died. The Bronx-born Sperling became a household name after starring in commercials for his company in the 1980s. His famous catchphrase at the end of every ad...
And remember, I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
Sperling went on to become kind of a celebrity, making appearances on late-night talk shows and even once on Saturday Night Live. Cy Sperling was 78. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.